Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. That's right, Rick Tittle coming to you live from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, but coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're all doing a great job. Space Force Guardians. I've not met a Guardian just yet outside of Cleveland. The Video Game Review, this show, and we already have only about 52 and a half minutes left. We'll talk video games, not just sports video games on all these sports talk networks, all video games, and I would love your participation. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't develop them. Although, out here in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference is coming out here this week, so next week's show I'll be able to hopefully give you a good recap on all the stuff I got to see at the GDC at the Moscone Center here in San Francisco. It's the San Francisco treat. Forget Rice-A-Roni. But I don't make them. I just play them. So how about you? Let's talk about everything in between. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, 1-800-878-PLAY. I will let you know what's new this week on shelves. I will also give away a brand new game at 40 after, so in about a half hour from now. And you just use the email address to win, rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sportsbyline.com. We stream through sbnationlive.com. We are on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers at with their white line fever? We are also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, John Tuna cable provider. That's right. TV sets, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Google my name, Rick Tittle, and you can probably find 10 other places, and that's fine with us. We want everybody to listen to the show, and as I mentioned, participate, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, concerns, 1-800-878-7529. Tweet at me at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. All right. So we'll take a quick break, and we will get it going on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. All right, you know, as I sometimes think about, you know, how I'm going to start the show and should I just go with, like, what's the latest scuttlebutt? And I mean butt or... you know, maybe something a little more controversial. But the controversial stuff, usually in the video game world, is stuff that's a little bit boring, like actors strikes or people being laid off. And I'm not trying to make light of that stuff, but yeah. But we do have some news when it comes to handhelds. And just today... getting huge Nintendo Switch 2 details, which have been revealed by analysts. And this is from that video game bastion of breaking reports, Bloomberg. Now, before you chuckle, and I did, remember, this is a financial thing, and there's more money to be made in the video game industry than the motion picture industry. It was $12.4 billion last year. Billion. Billion. Bloomberg says that the Switch 2 will cost at least $400. And, yeah. So, Toyo Securities analyst Hideki Yasuda thinks that it will be $500. Uh-huh. And then also Robin Zhu of Bernstein Investments. He says that it will be released in June. And Dr. Serkan Toto of Kantan Games chimed in. You got to love that. You're not going to be a toll booth operator with the name Dr. Serkan Toto. Can you imagine, like, meeting your girlfriend's parents? Mom, Dad, this is Dr. Serkan Toto. Well, how do you do? Toto said, we can't expect a great software lineup in year one. From new Mario Kart and 3D Mario after 8 years to Pokemon Legends Zeta A and Metroid Prime 4. Ooh. He said there will also be third-party support from day one, most probably including blockbusters like Call of Duty. And guess what? Nintendo has not said a word. So this is still speculation. But remember, when you are a developer, you get a kit. What that means is, and excuse me if I'm patronizing you, darling, but what that means is that you get the muscle. You get the motherboard. You don't usually, I remember seeing the Nintendo Wii kit. It was this like plastic cube with some circuitry. In other words, you tell developers, look, this is still in beta, but if you want to program a game for this, this is what you can use. And so then developers like, ooh, look at all this. What kind of game can we make with this? And so when you give out the kit and it's not ready to be, you know, for the consumer, but you got to make a game, and then you start thinking, well, you start leaking stuff. You start leaking oil. So we know that in basically 2 months ago, it was mid-January, Nintendo did reveal the successor to the Switch, including what looked to be a brand new Mario Kart game, and everybody got excited, right? And then more leaks about the power, what have you. I'm never too concerned about it has this processor and it has this clock speed and the graphics, blah, blah, blah. I know a lot of times people, when they're trying to pick between like an Xbox or a PlayStation, they're like, well, who has the most? And it's like, well, the Xbox actually has better resolution, but the Nintendo has a better library of games. It's like, look, everything's going to look good. All right. Like, are you really going to buy a system because it's a little bit better technically? Maybe you will. I think they're cool. But Nintendo says that they're going to have an event on April 2nd and all will be revealed. Shuntaro Furukawa, president of Nintendo, he confirmed that the console has entered mass production. And that's after data miners claimed that it was being heavily produced starting from November of last year. So the huge tech details, as I said, they were kind of uncovered in an unofficial document. And apparently it has support for RFID, that's radio frequency identification. And that's right in the right Joy-Con of the console, which is similar to the predecessor, which means that Amiibos are expected to work on the Switch 2 as well. But, well, I mean, we'll see one way or the other. But the tech details of this system, when it people started getting into the, you know, they said there'll be a faster Wi-Fi. Okay, well, that's something I can understand. There's nothing wrong with faster Wi-Fi. I'll take that. It says you can charge from either of its USB-C ports. And, okay. They said it was rated for a maximum of 15 volts. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And it's like, well, that's what your current Switch is. I'm like, all right, well, what does that matter? They go, well, you can do an adapter that goes up to 20 volts. Okay. What does that mean to me as the gamer? Because I will take a console apart, and I can't tell you too much about what's going on. I mean, back in the day, I could build my own PC. Nowadays, I don't think so. It's a little bit different. But as I mentioned, the event on April 2nd will be called Nintendo Direct. And that's going to be a huge development. It's already in a big production right now. And because of that, they say some of the reports from Wall Street say that some of the rival console sales are beginning to plummet. Can you really say that a system sales are plummeting when they're years into the cycle? I guess so. But it just seems to show how much interest there is in this. And remember, Nintendo always marches to the beat of its own drum. And that's one of the things that I like about it. As I mentioned before, you know, they haven't got everything out. Remember the robot friend guy? That wasn't a hit. But, you know, when the PS2 is like, we have this new thing called Blu-ray. Ooh, is that like a DVD? Yeah, but it's better than DVD. It's even more amazing. Like, ooh. This is before, like, you had a high-def TV. High-def TVs were very expensive. And then Microsoft was like, well, we have also, you can play DVDs on ours. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And we're higher resolution. And then Nintendo said, here's a GameCube and little mini discs, and we're really not high res, you know. And and then the PS3 and the Xbox 360, what do? They make the Wii. And then Microsoft and Sony panic, and they go, oh, now we need motion sensor stuff too. So Nintendo, I respect the fact, you know, they have their license. They have their Zeldas and their Marios and their Kirbys, and they're not going to give those up. They're Samus Arons. But they also do whatever they want, and this is why people are excited. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
All right, and we are back on the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. I'm Rick Tittle. And you can chime in at the, chime in at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, speaking of handhelds,
like at a Euro
or a hoagie, a new report has shed light on the long-awaited Xbox handheld. Actually, as well as the next-gen console as well. Microsoft has already confirmed that it is exploring. I love that. What are you, Magellan? Both a handheld console and a next-gen Xbox. And apparently, the Xbox will be more like a PC. There will be a TV-friendly shell, and it will run on Windows. Now, that used to be the kiss of death for video games back in the 90s. I realize it's not the 90s. I do. I swear I do. But it used to be if you had a game, you wanted to go right to your C or D prompt. In other words, go out of DOS. Because once you fired up Windows, which basically just ripped off the dashboard of Apple, once you went to Windows, now you're eating up a lot of the RAM. And for a game to run smoothly, you're better off just running it straight on DOS and not having Windows be the operating system. So I would imagine that's not a hindrance as it used to be. The handheld is supposedly planned for release this year. And Microsoft is not making it themselves, which is not a surprise. The next-gen Xbox is supposed to be in 2027. So that's when your PS5 probably would go away as well. They're not going to let either one is not going to let the other one jump. I think there's sort of a gentleman's handshake behind the scenes. It's like, when do we want to do this? And technically, the answer really could be never. Because they could just keep making more awesome games, but then they're not going to buy a new system, right? It's like, do you really think they can send people to the moon, have them golf, and then fly home, and they can't make a car that wouldn't last 60, 70, 80 years? Of course they could, but then you got to buy a new car. You got to buy a new couch. You got to buy a new bed. Things are made to fall apart. And these really aren't, outside of maybe the Red Ring of Death on the 360, and yes, I finally did get it. Like, oh, no. And it's like, yeah, you've played this long enough. Why don't you get the next system? We need more money. Come on. So there's been a, like I said, a new report about that that handheld because there was this Xbox 2 podcast. Jez Corden was on it. And apparently, not only will the Xbox be like more like a PC, but that would make next-gen Xbox users and developers, it would actually make it easier to create games for them. And so there was a report on Windows Central that that handheld is going to be released this year, and it is supposed to have an Xbox guide button that will be unmistakably Xbox, as it was stated in the report, but that handheld will also have Windows OS, but it will have Game Pass and it will have Steam. So if you're yet to pull the trigger on a Steam Deck, then maybe you might want to wait to see what's going on with the Xbox handheld. And when you think about it, I say Xbox. I mean, it's the same company that makes you the PC Anyway, PC chips, right? You don't play PC games on PlayStations unless they're ports. But if you've ever bought a new joystick for your PC, a lot of times you're buying an Xbox joystick because it's compatible. So Windows Central also said, as they pulled back the curtain, if the information is accurate now, and I mentioned the next gen in 2027, and that, yeah, Windows OS, but we'll have several new controller options, and the controllers will be themselves apparently to link directly to the cloud. And so the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, is said to have already signed off on it. So in other words, green lit. Of course, things could change, absolutely. But there were some concerns that Xbox was going to move away from hardware and has become increasingly multi-platform. But I think if you're a fan of the brand, you can rest assured that's not going anywhere in this next cycle, because between the handheld, possibly this year, and the next gen, possibly in 2 years, there's a lot that they're planning to stay home with all that stuff. And like I said, shifting the Windows is going to have its pros and cons, and the pros will be, you know, more easier friendly and easier to make games, but you just wonder about the oomph and the firepower. I don't think they would like really kneecap themselves by going to an operating system that were going to make their games lame or less attractive, because there are a lot of it used to be a demo back in the day of techies, and what that was for Madison Avenue, a techie was someone who would just buy whatever the new technology was. Now techie means you work in tech. They've kind of changed it. It's kind of like gaming used to mean playing video games. Now it means gambling. It's just like when I was growing up, if you were a goat or a dog, you were the guy that ruined the game. Now the goat is the greatest of all time. And if you're a dog, you are a fighter out there. But no matter what happens, we'll see what the future of the Xbox has in store coming up pretty soon. Nothing has gone into the storefront just yet. But I've always been a little bit amazed at how much people stay loyal to the brand. And I was such a 360 player, I loved it. But then I got a PS3, and to play online, believe it or not, kids, if you're really young, XBLA or the Xbox, you had to pay to play online, and the PS3 was free. And so then I started getting all PS3 games, and I started playing online, and it was free. And then when the PS4 came out, they said, oh, you have to join the PlayStation Network and you have to pay a yearly fee. And I was like, that's messed up. All right, another thing I saw this weekend is that Bryce Harper is the cover boy for, not MLB the Show, MLB Rivals. MLB Rivals, this is from Come to Us, COM letter number 2 US. Come to Us is the developer and publisher of the game. And Harper is on the cover. They'll also have Jung-Hoo Lee, who we know out here. He's the Korean player that plays for the Giants. He came over from Korea last year, and he didn't make it out of April before he was out for this season. And then Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who's in his second year with the Dodgers, the Japanese ace pitcher. And so Rivals is the officially licensed mobile game, which is available to download in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It's also available on the PC, which has the added bonus of direct control, pitching, and hitting. So the big new feature is a ranked tournament mode that will allow gamers a best-of-7 head-to-head series. That sounds like something else. That's like Super Bowl Sunday, these TV stores. Hey, get a TV for the big game. What, Cal Stanford? No, you know what we're talking about. Oh, you can't say Super Bowl. All right. So the players will earn rewards and the highest tournament each round. You might remember that Harper was on MLB The Show 6 years ago when he came over to the Phillies. And not a bad year for Harper last year, 285 with 30 jacks. And the Phillies have gone to the playoffs 3 years in a row. They still got to try to put it all together when it matters. But and we can talk about the show, too, because that's out. And people have already laughed and laughed and laughed about Sutter Health Park, where my team, which doesn't exist anymore, the Oakland A's, are now the Sacramento A's. Although they're so ashamed of Sacramento, they won't say anything. They're just Athletics. And I can tell you, if you're from the Bay Area, you've never said Athletics in your life. That's for people who aren't fans or who live someplace else. But the Athletics, yes. The poor people at San Diego Studios making MLB The Show had to make Sutter Health Park. Oh, what am I going to do? I know. How about going to a break? How's that for a segue? We'll do that, and we'll come back. I'll give away a brand new game. I'll let you also let you know what's new this week in the video game world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on VGR.
Imagine combining the exciting investment. Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames. Because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about four times the amount of the poster. Which is actually absurd, because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Video Game Review.
Rise,
all right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Piddle, and it's 40 after the hour, so that's when we
got quiet like a church.
This is when we give away the brand new game, and it is MLB The Show, and this is for the Switch, the PS5, and the Xbox Series X and S. I have it here for the PS5, and developed by San Diego Studios. SCE, Sony Computer Entertainment, and published by Sony. And this is the best sports video game. Now, I haven't played this year's version, but the reason I say that, and there are so many great, great video games, because I have played MLB The Show many times over the years, and there's a saying in baseball, go to a game and you'll see something you've never seen before, and it's crazy how right that dumb saying is actually not dumb. Okay. And they'll throw something in that will just happen that game, something in the crowd. I mean, it's really amazing the thought they put into it. Plus, it's just the most realistic. I think it's better than Madden and what used to be FIFA, EAFC. I love an NHL game, all that. But MLB The Show is the bomb. And the best thing ever is that you can play it on the Xbox Series X and S, as I mentioned. This was a Sony exclusive forever. And there's always a thin line between what do we keep so that people will buy our thing, and then what about all the other money we could make if we made this bigger? Now, Nintendo is not that way. Nintendo's not going to give Mario and Luigi to Sony. Although they would make a lot more money, they'd be giving up their exclusives. All right, let's get to the game. MLB The Show 25. Here's the blurb. In 2025, MLB The Show is celebrating its monumental 20th anniversary, a milestone that honors two decades of baseball history, innovation, and also unforgettable memories for baseball fans around the world. To mark this special occasion for San Diego Studio and PlayStation Studios, MLB The Show 25 proudly features not one, not two, but three cover athletes for the first time: Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and Gunnar Henderson. These rising stars join a rich history of legendary cover athletes, symbolizing the future of baseball as we celebrate 20 incredible years of the franchise. Paul Skeens plays for a cheap team. Ellie De La Cruz plays for a cheap team. Gunnar Henderson, I hate to say it, but plays for a cheap team. I had the Orioles' new owner, Rubenstein, on my show, my sports show, because he wrote a book. But anyway, I don't want to ruin it. My question is, and there's a lot into this. I mean, there's a picture of Babe Ruth pointing at Wrigley. I mean, that... it just shows you. It's like, wait, what do I get to do with this? Oh yeah, we'll break it down as it goes. My question is, what team does Paul Skeens play for? Just let me know. And I will accept Air Force and LSU too. Remember, he actually pitched for Air Force as a freshman. I don't think he could fit in one of those fighter jets, but probably why he left too. Paul Skeens, what team does he play for? If you let me know, you will win MLB The Show from San Diego Studio and Sony.
interactive entertainment for the PS5, also available on the Switch. I mean, how great is it on the Switch? Like I said, this is a Sony exclusive. Microsoft, Nintendo, here, you take it. You know, I love it. And I've never understood, too, the blind loyalty of one to the other. You know, it's like, I'm an Xbox man. I'm a PS PlayStation man. Okay. How about I'll take all of them? I said this before, but it's kind of like when you see a Chevy Silverado and in the back window it's got a sticker of Calvin urinating on a Ford logo. And in reality, or vice versa, in reality, the guy almost bought the F-150, but the dealer threw in floor mats, so he went with the Silverado. But to make yourself feel better about your purchase, trash the other guy. That's always a good way to go, right? Just trash the other guy. All right. How about this? How about it, Rick? Lego out of Denmark. My grandfather was from Denmark. I have relatives there who I've visited before, but that has nothing to do with anything. After 20 years of Lego letting third-party developers make video games, really good video games too, Lego decided, you know what? Why don't we make them? You know? I'm sick of writing jokes for other people. I'm getting on stage. So they have raised a software development team to almost 2,000 members. And just about every Lego branded video game has been developed by a team not under Lego's control. But if you think about the classics, Lego Star Wars is the first one out of my mouth. Lego Marvel, Lego Harry Potter, Lego Indiana Jones. How about Lego Fortnite, which came out about a year and a half ago? How many players of Lego Fortnite? 89 million so far, right? So a pretty clear established audience. Lego now plans to take over video game production with an in-house game dev team. Now, they already had a couple hundred software developers to sort of oversee some stuff, but as I said, now getting close to 2,000. Niels Christensen, S-E-N, that's how you know he's Danish, S-O-N, Swede or Norwegian. He said, we have made quite a few investments in the future. I'd almost rather overinvest. That's the benefit of being family-owned and long-term. I mean, really, if you think about it, and if you seriously, if you think about it, you could, if you told a company that just had these plastic blocks that you put together, that they would make millions and millions off of video games, like, well, yeah, but you're not putting blocks together when you're playing video games. You gotta get creative, baby. That's what it is. But Christensen said, we can definitely say as long as we're under the Lego brand, we can cover expenses for kids of all ages, digital or physical. Yes. So the investment into a dedicated video game development team comes as Lego wants to extend its presence in the entertainment world, because you might remember right around Thanksgiving of last year, they developed 3 live-action movies through Universal. And they didn't say a lot, but there was a Lego animation-based documentary about Pharrell Williams. And Lego said, quote, Pharrell specifically said that Lego bricks are a great universal tool in which anyone can understand a story, because you have many figures which represent many people. And of course, brick by brick, and the system itself, which can be built into anything, using it as a medium to tell his story for him felt like a no-brainer, but it's something that can resonate with all the ages. And that won Best Documentary Feature at the Critics' Choice Awards as well. By the way, Legoland in Carlsbad, which is right by San Diego, well, outstanding. It's pretty good. So anyway, I don't, the only danger, maybe danger is a wrong word, but the only thing that you could say might be a little bit iffy is if they take over everything and then they're really lame at it. But I doubt it. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week, which are Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. And let's see here. Live. Okay. We have Party Club for the PC. We have Scrap Divers for the Switch. Veins Like Tapeworms. I wish I was making that up for the PC. 33 Immortal. That is on the Xbox Series X and S and the PC. My Sims Cozy Bundle for the PC. And honestly, if this isn't the biggest me ripoff, I don't know if I've ever seen it. It's My Sims and My Sims Kingdom. That's the Cozy Bundle. But you might remember when you first got your Wii, it was pretty fun making Miis. And it looks exactly like that. Rainbreaker, R-E-I-G-N, Breaker for the PC. Escape from Mistwood Mansion on the Switch. Not unlike the Winchester Mystery House down here on Stevens Creek in San Jose. Kiniku Niko Super Muscle Cat. That sounds like a song. Kiniku Niko Super Muscle Cat. And you can go ahead and use that song if you want. That is on all the big systems except for the PC. So, the big systems, Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, PS5. Five Prism Destroyer. Very anime looking. I always wonder about the translation. Five Prism Destroyer for the Switch. Assassin's Creed Shadows. This is on the PS5, the PC, the Mac, and Xbox Series X and S. Broken Lore, Don't Watch on the PC. Cataclysmo on the PC. Dig VR, PC and PS5 VR. You're literally digging in the ground. What will we find? Rendering Ranger, R2 Rewind. This is on the PC, the 4, the 5, and the Switch. Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 Complete Edition, the 1XS 4 and 5. Sport Vita Cyber Dash on the PC. Wreckfest 2, that is a Smash Up Derby game, that's on the PC. Xenoblade Chronicles 10 Definitive Edition, Nintendo Switch. Assault Suit Lanos, Saturn 2 Tribute. That is on the PS4, the Switch, and the PS5. All right, we will take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time to give away the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, and come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Just a couple minutes left for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games like this one. This one comes from Randy. Randy says, Rick, how do I get the 10 free lives in Super C? Yeah, Super Contra. Now, this isn't as famous as when Contra came out, you could get 30 lives. But when they made Super C, they wanted to make sure that they could at least give you 10 lives. So, this is on the NES. That's right. Go to the title screen and go right, left, down, up, A, B, start. It's pretty simple. I'll tell you again.
What was it?
Here it is. Right, left, down, up, A, B, start. And all of a sudden, you'll see in your player count, it'll say 10. And then Red Falcon doesn't stand a chance. Am I right? And remember, you know, some people say, oh, I don't use cheat codes. This is the way I'll look at it if you really want to have it a moral question, right? And that is, if you're using a cheat code to get over on somebody else, then that's not fair. But if you're playing by yourself and a cheat code makes you enjoy the game more or get to places you never would, then absolutely use the cheat code. If it makes the game more fun or you just can't get past a level or a boss or anything like that, use the cheat code. It's only lame when you're cheating against another human being. That's me on my bully pulpit, and we will see you next week on the Video Game Review.